And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get
the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Big D and Bubba, the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Like, so loud.
I don't know. Well, I had a couple mics open, and Patrick's mic, for some reason, is way loud all of a sudden.
What? No, I'm not loud.
Give me a little check here, Patrick. Go check it.
Mic check. I'm the loud one.
There we go. That's better. There we go. Much better. I don't know. I had some open microphones here in the room. I had to shut everything down. Hi, Lewis. Lewis is here. Lewis is from my softball team. Hey, Lewis. Friend of mine, we've been playing softball.
Lewis, I've known Lewis for 10 years, and I've heard him say five words, so
hey,
let's
Lewis.
See how this
He's
goes.
Just here hanging out, and I know you're not going to talk much, but go ahead and say hello to the peeps.
What up, peeps?
There you go. There you go. That is more than Lewis will ever say. The only things I ever really hear Lewis say are, stand tall, Bubba, when I'm up to bat.
Stand tall?
Yeah, because I dip and do all kinds of dumb. I have bad habits now in my softball world.
So what are you, coach now, Lewis?
Somewhat the coach.
He's like Pete Rose. He's a player manager.
I had lunch with a guy who told me an interesting Pete Rose story. Said that he was signed, this guy I was having lunch with, he was signed by the Braves, and he didn't play much, but a lot of people get signed, but he didn't, you know. But anyway, he said that when he was a bat boy for the Braves – for several years growing up, and he said that when Pete Rose came to town, he would take the bat boys out to a steak dinner every time.
Why would he do that?
Wow. Just to be cool.
Oh, that is cool. Nobody does
take him
that
out.
Kind of stuff.
He goes, I've had many steak dinners with Pete Rose, just me and him and the other guy, the other bat boy, I guess, and we just talk about baseball, and he talk about his dad and growing up and all kinds of stuff. He goes,
you hear
a
lot of cool stories about him, man. You really do. I know he had some bad stuff, but
because he was the coolest. He's the coolest dude, man.
Got to let Pete into the Hall of Fame. It's about time.
Yeah. I still don't get that, man.
The whole gambling thing. You know, bottom line is this: it happens. It happens. Move on.
I don't know if it happens is the
it
right.
It does
answer,
happen.
But
it
but
does
I'm,
happen.
I don't think that's the
just
right
like
attitude.
Just like steroids.
I know
no
it happens.
Asterisks
I'm saying
and
that's
all that.
Not the right attitude. But in his case,
it is for me.
I mean, it's been long enough. Okay, we punished him. It's done. I mean, you can't keep
that's
the
what I say.
All-time
I think it's
hit leader out of the Hall of Fame.
He served
or
his time.
The Hall of Fame is tainted, in my opinion.
Lewis, what do you
is
think?
Is the Hall of Fame tainted without Pete Rose?
I think if you, yeah, I think not having Pete and not having Shoeless Joe, and really not now, but 15, 20 years from now, not having McGuire and Clemens and Bonds is going to taint the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
It taint, yes. Is the whole sport tainted? Yes. But,
you know, here's the thing is those guys, you know, you're talking about Clemens and Bonds and McGuire and all that. Those guys played in an era where I would at least say 70 to 80% of the guys were doing the same thing. And
again, I think that's very high, but enough of them were doing it.
You think it was that? You think
yes,
it's high?
No. I think it's, yes, I think it's absolutely high, but enough of them were doing it. When they did the blind test and no one knew who the results were, I think they got 17%. But still, 17% is enough for me to say that's rampant. That's yeah. That's an absolute epidemic, so let them in.
Yeah. By the way, the podcast is sponsored by Wrangler Rigs, which they are our beautiful studio sponsor here. Wrangler Rigs workwear, comfortable, tough all day long.
I want to note that
Wrangler Rigs should also be.
Oh, sorry.
I was going to say Wrangler Rigs should also be in the Hall of Fame because they're awesome.
I just wanted to say Lewis's mic has been on this entire time. We're talking about baseball, which he knows a lot about, and he has said nothing. Say something, Lewis. Come on. What do you think? Pete Rose.
Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame.
There you go. At least now the air is clear.
Pete Rose should be in
the Hall of Fame. I'm going to do it like he did. Here we go.
Nine.
Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame.
It's pretty right dead on, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm going to call. I'm gonna, during your softball, right before your softball game, I'm going to call. I'm going to get your phone list. I'm going to call all your players and play a joke. And I'm going
to
go,
hey, it's Lewis. I'm going to have you playing second base or fourth and nine.
You're making him too country.
It's
Lewis isn't
country.
Country,
yeah.
You're right.
And we don't call, we text.
Yeah, if they get a call from him, they would know something was up. It's 2015.
No, they wouldn't even
calls.
Know. They don't know because they don't know what you sound like because you never talk. So they don't know what you're like.
Hey, this is Lewis.
I talk at the
now
ball
he's
field.
Hank Hill. I he notice
does,
now
he does
Hank
talk
Hill.
At the ball field. He's
stand
he's
tall,
like,
Bubba. Stand tall
no,
now.
It's not only that you hear Bubba,
Bubba, stand tall. Like,
and he's always trying to move my position. And like nobody can play the outfield like Lewis plays because Lewis can cover more ground than shoeless Joe Jackson.
He's fast,
super fast.
Yeah,
Lewis is one of the few people that in my prime probably could have beat me.
Really,
Lewis is fast, man.
Wow.
Lewis makes singles, triples on a regular basis.
Wow. You mean regular bases?
Kind of.
That's a
I get that.
That's a Bubba joke. I learned it from you, Dad. I learned from watching. Where'd you learn to smoke? I learned it from you, Dad, all right?
And the dad just looking dumb.
The more you know. Dum, 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 dum.
Oh, man. So what a crazy week we had the Judds in. That was cool.
Love that.
That was strange, though, because, like, Naomi, Mama Judd, would just sit there quietly while we're doing the interview, and she wouldn't say much. She was kind of like the Judd's version of Lewis, and she would sit there quietly, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she would just pop in with this punchline, and they were so
well-timed. She said, stand tall, Bubba.
Stand tall, Bubba. Now, you could turn the country on for her.
Yeah.
She is Kentucky'd out, man. Stand tall, Bubba.
We've come too far.
I keep $100 in my brassiere.
Yeah, she kept $100 in a bra.
Did
she
you keep know that?
You know,
no, I did not.
She keeps $100 in a bra because somebody who, a guy who walks her to her car at night, I don't even know what that meant.
Like, you know, like to make sure she's safe getting
yeah, I get
out
that,
to her
but
car.
Why is she walking? Why is she... Where is she that she has to be walked to her car?
Who knows, man.
Anyway, somebody, I guess maybe, did you understand, Patrick? Why Naomi was having someone walk her to her car?
She said to her hotel room.
Oh, during on the shows and
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah. Oh, I guess think. It's just security, you know.
So she lady. Tips security she's, $100 yeah. every single time?
Yeah. I bet wow. she's been doing it that way for years, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, back in the Judd's day, they didn't have private bodyguards like Taylor and Carrie and some of these guys have. Like you know, they...
Like now.
But again,
I got to tell you, that's overkill, too.
No, it's not. I'm telling
the Taylor
you, if you're
thing?
Taylor Swift, you need bodyguards around you at all
okay,
times.
Okay, the Taylor Swift thing. If Taylor Swift is coming by our building tomorrow, first of all, it couldn't happen because we'd have to get everybody in the single bill, everybody in the entire building yep. to go through security. That's
background.
Everybody has
hey,
to get a background
overkill.
Check.
I'm saying
that's what
bodyguards
I'm talking about. That's overkill.
It's not overkill. Yeah.
But you know, you think about it. Now that I and just like Taylor, and I have a stalker now, I can say, guys, that you know what is scary, and you don't know what all they're going to do, and someone who is mentally challenged doesn't think the same way that you and I think.
Not even challenged, just unstable, different. It's not even mentally challenged, because I think whenever you say mentally challenged, you paint a different picture of the individual.
Yeah, well, he just sent me that. Can you say
oh,
what it
look,
says? The
Big
picture?
D is me, my foot man.
And it's a picture of his legs. It's taken from about the crotch down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to read it
and
again.
And he's wearing a black... boxers or something. There,
it's a picture of his feet. Big D is me, my foot man.
Yep.
Like yeah, that's just straight creepy, bro. And there's no other way to
Lewis,
look at that.
Just in
Lewis,
case that's
you
not
that?
Enough.
What do you think, Lewis? What do you think of that picture? Big D is my foot man.
Definitely creepy.
Is me, my foot man.
And there, he sent me another one. Just says Big D, and it's a picture of the knees down. And he also needs to get to a podiatrist. He's got some pretty nasty nail fungus on his two big toes. They're completely black. Look at that. Look at it. Look at it.
Are you sure that's fungus, or does he paint them, maybe?
Oh, God. Oh, sweet Lord, help me. Yes.
I do want to thank everybody. During the Thomas Rhett interview this week, we talked about how we wanted cassette players to come back, and Twitter and Facebook blew up. We had a lot of people hitting us up saying, you know, I have a cassette deck, you know, bragging. I do want a cassette deck in my Jeep.
Yeah.
I still
cool.
have a box of cassettes.
Who was that?
That was Lewis. He actually spoke without being asked to.
Oh wow!
To speak.
I thought he had one of those like computers that does all the talking for him. Who would pick? Who would back. Pick Lewis?
The microphone,
voice.
Dude. The microphone.
Or a string in my back. You just pull it and speak.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought, and I don't feel odd at telling you guys this. because no one's listening anyway. But you guys both know that Winona has always had a thing for me over the years, right?
Yeah, this is where it gets weird.
What's her man's name? Cactus?
Yeah. And you know what?
Does Cactus know?
Cactus.
I don't think he knows.
Yeah.
Huh.
But didn't you guys see how she lit up when I was in the room?
She sat closer to me.
She had to, because she gets anywhere closer to me, that red head would just explode.
She just wants to pounce.
Yeah, she's like a cougar.
Literally.
I think she is a cougar. Pretty sure.
I think Winona would hurt you, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I got news for you.
Winona would break stuff, and Big D be like, "What happened here? Oh my lord! I've just been Winona'd."
She's awesome. I just really do. She can get a little, and I told her this. She can get a little Oprah-y on me, and get kind of, you know, zenny and butterflies and where's your center point and all kinds of. But she is. I love her. I love the fact that she's a fighter. I love the fact that she can be deep, but she can also be kind of silly. And her voice, when she sings, it's like none other.
There was a...
No one else on earth.
There was a... very nice. He tied in a song title. There was a performance, I think we talked to her several years ago about it, but there was this performance she did at a chapel in Italy. And she was in this beautiful old basilica thing, and she just wailed. And, like, the natural echo in the building and everything was just one of the best vocal performances I've ever heard.
Yeah, they're great. And I love hearing the Judds together. That's just, like I told them in the interview, it's clean. There's a real clean, good-feeling thing about it. It's just, I don't know. I love it. I love listening to the Judds when I'm at the house, you know, cooking or something like that. I listen to the Judds, and I listen to James Taylor. Naked. I'm naked when I cook.
Are you really?
That's interesting enough.
Don't tell your stalker that.
Brian will be sending you some pictures you don't want to see.
I want to cook. Like,
look, Big D, friends in low places. Please stand up. Please stand up.
Yeah, he's into me and Garth.
In an unhealthy way.
Yeah.
Very unhealthy.
Somebody texted and said that I've been, he texts all the time, said that you need to tell him, hey, this is Garth Brooks' cell number. And
call it.
And then I'll never hear from him again. And he's right. If I did that, you know, I would never hear from him again. But so I'm going to give him Patrick's number.
Patrick got a new phone the other day. Oh, wait a minute, Patrick. You're about to get called out. So I'm at the house, and I had to make a sock run. For some reason, my girls went on this new kick where, like, everything has to be white socks. So I'm like, okay, I'll go get you some white socks. So I get back home, putting everything away, and my phone goes, what's that little whistle that Periscope does, Big D? Yeah, it's like, so, yes, just like that. I can't whistle. It pops up like that. And I look down, it says, Patrick Thomas is on Periscope. And this little quote is, singing songs just for the heck of it or something, or playing guitar.
Yeah, you missed it.
So it comes in. So I immediately log in, and Patrick's like, hey, everybody. It's him and his guitar. Hey, everybody. It's me. And I'm sitting here in the house.
I committed.
And
I sat there and I sang songs.
I'm just going to make songs up. And everybody's like, sing the podcast theme. Okay,
I don't know the podcast theme. I really don't.
And then I get on there. I'm like, Patrick, you, Mr. I hate Periscope, and I think Periscope is horrible. I said, you are a hypocrite.
Bubba's memory just fascinates me because we've had this exact conversation before. I have come around on Periscope months ago.
But not to this extent. No, to where you turn on and go, I'm playing songs and people are telling you, Patrick, sing this.
Because my phone, and the reason I deleted it off my phone was because my old phone couldn't handle Periscope or Snapchat, and so now I have both. I got a new phone, and I'm hooked up, man. I still hate when Bubba turns Periscope on in the middle of us working.
Like right now?
Oh, God. That's awful.
What?
And it is awful because we're in the middle of doing stuff.
Are you doing it now?
I am right now.
See how I just killed everything?
No, I didn't. Yep. You keep telling your story.
Nope.
Keep telling your story.
Pretty much shuts it all down.
Oh, look, it just whatever the little thing is. That's Patrick right there. He's mad because I'm periscoping while we're working.
You know how I stop this?
How do you do it?
How do you stop it?
Like this.
Yeah. I'm like this. Stop that, dude.
Why can't you guys get along? Stop.
That there is called latency. If you ever hear that word, somebody say, why is there a delay? It's latency. Hi, Big D.
Hey, what's up, dude? You like my shirt?
Please take that off.
This is my way of trying to stop this.
This is my way of trying to stop this.
Okay. And this is my bud, Lewis. And, hi, Lewis.
Hey, what's up?
Lewis never talks. Hey, what's up? Anybody tuning in now on Periscope will understand. Thank you. That was really messing with me.
I didn't do that. It just lost the connection, so now it's going to be even more delayed.
You're really screwing this Periscope up.
I know.
Which is screwing up the podcast.
It's terrible.
Periscope works at the ball field.
Yes. I know. Yeah, oh, you don't even know. I Periscope our softball games.
No, the worst is Bubba sets the phone down, and this you watch the whole boring
But every time it Periscopes, we win.
Yes.
Oh, so you fell into
yes.
That.
Now, I did bring the rally train this week. We were getting our butts kicked. We were getting destroyed in softball. What was the score?
It was 10-6.
10-6. Please stop that.
Oh, now we're both doing it.
Yeah, that was on now.
Oh, it's just one big constant news.
So we were losing here. Watch this. We were losing 10-6. I fixed things. We were losing 10-6, and I brought back I got a sound effect of a train, and I brought in the rally train, and it was awesome. Oh, my gosh.
You can turn off our mics, but we'll never quit.
Your mic is on.
Oh, it is? Oh,
yes. Okay. You big goober.
Hey, what is it? Somebody said Patrick deleted last night's podcast or on Periscope.
I didn't let it stay because I knew he would bring it up, and I didn't want you guys to go back and watch it.
Oh, dude.
You want to see my Periscope, so you're going to have to see them live.
Dang, I'm alive. Patrick looks huge on film.
I know, it's really bad. Is it this shirt? Is that what it is?
Nah, butt mud.
I'm pretty sure it's
just
you.
Me. Yeah.
Hey, stand funny. Next to Lewis.
I don't want to stand next to Lewis.
Depending on which way you stand, look, it looks like the number 10. Now switch. Switch sides. Now you're the Dukes of Hazzard. You're 0-1.
God, you're a terrible friend.
Yeah. First of all,
I'm like an 8 because I'm like shaped like. Whoop, whoop.
A lot of people saying that Patrick's podcast was great.
His Periscope, you mean?
Periscope, yes.
Periscope, yeah. Okay, I can't.
This is just a freaking nightmare.
You guys have got to turn that noise off.
No, turn the Periscope off. Turn the Periscope off.
This is Bubba. He's the guy who just sits and doesn't say anything.
I was talking about softball, and I said we had the rally train.
Why'd you break out the banana? Where's Mr. Banana?
I was talking about softball, and I said we had the rally train.
Do you have
a Sharpie?
A Sharpie?
I ate it.
I'll go get the banana.
I don't.
I'll get the banana right now.
I don't have a Sharpie.
Y'all talking. I'm going to get the
banana. Hey, there's a Sharpie on the guitar. Hey, pick up a Sharpie on your way out. There's on the guitar right there. That, you know, the Judd signed. The Judds, and we've got all kinds of good signatures.
Seriously, Joe Nichols is coming by next week. This is going to be like it's been a good couple of days on the show.
I'm looking forward to Old Dominion.
That's right. That's my group right there.
Really?
Yes.
See, Lewis speaks up again.
What was that noise?
You like Old Dominion?
Yes, I do.
There you go. Lewis likes Old Dominion.
Lewis, you are the most unentertaining vocal person I know. Do you try? I mean, you're so monotone. Have you always been like that? Are you doing it in here?
No, pretty much.
Because I don't really know you very well.
That's Lewis. What you see right now with Lewis is what you always get with Lewis.
It's just like a whole
lot of
time.
Unless you feed me a little drink or two, and then I get loud.
Oh, wow. But is it still monotone? Because you can be loud, but monotone.
I'm not sure, but I get loud. My wife knows when I'm drunk because I get loud.
Yeah, lucky gal.
Okay, can I change the subject back to, is this shirt terrible?
Shirt terrible? Guys, we'll take a vote.
Is it the shirt? It's a little
step
tight
away from
it's
the
red.
Step away from the microphone.
Because here's what happened this morning.
It looks good. You look slim right there.
Here's what happened this morning. You ready? I come in, and I'm making a cup of coffee in the kitchen, and I'm rinsing out my coffee cup, And so I thought I'd splattered some water on my shirt. So I pulled it away from myself like this just to see if there was water on the front of it. And Bubba assumes that I'm trying to stretch it out. He goes, no, that's not how you want to stretch it out. You take it off, and you put it on, you put your foot in it. And you're like, man. No, dude, that's not. And he goes, no. And he doesn't stop. No, seriously, you put your foot in it. And I'm like, no,
you put
listen,
your foot in it.
I'm just,
yeah.
All I was trying to do was see if there was water on the front of it. But
I
then I'm
foot.
Like, now I'm paranoid. I'm like, oh, does the shirt look that bad that I should have been stretching it out?
I use
the
my
answer
foot, dude.
Is yes.
Because most people do the old, I can't even do it here on Periscope, but where you go, you put your, do that, put your hand, like, well, no, that's
not like
it.
This, but, I'm not doing it because I got to.
Where you kind of do it like this, where you kind of.
Yeah, and you stretch it out. Yeah, I just, before I even put it over my head, I put it down on the floor and I go whoop with one arm and use my foot. And it's easy, it's fast, and it's done.
Meanwhile, skinny people are listening to this going, what?
Why would you?
I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, Lewis, you jerk. Lewis is like, I've never wanted to stretch something out in my life. Yeah.
He wasn't monotone when he gave it a little shade there, was he?
Yeah. Yeah. Throw that shade, skinny man.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of shade, we have a lot of it. You want to get around us. Anyway, what else is going on this week? We've got...
I know something that's going on. I'm a banana!
Oh, boy.
Bubba and his stupid banana voice. That's when we...
It's Patrick over there!
We've officially gone off the deep end.
That's Big D over there! Hi, Big D!
Hey, Mr. Banana.
That's our friend Lewis over there! And this Bubba right there!
You know, somewhere there's a Periscope headquarters. They're all going, see, I told you it would just get stupid. Now, we've spent how many millions of dollars on this technology, and this is what they're using it for, guys.
Talk to Frankie Ray.
I don't think that's Frankie Ray.
It's not Frankie Ray.
Hello. This is Frankie Ray. Yeah, it is Frankie Ray. Hey, Frankie Ray, you actually called in the middle of the podcast. And,
but I got a new sound today.
Okay, we have a banana. Would you like to talk to the banana?
I don't talk to food, but I can't see myself.
He said he doesn't talk to food. Oh, that's great. Okay, well, Mr. Banana, you take a side, and Frankie Ray, go ahead, and I'm going to put my headphones up so people can hear you sing your song.
This is called Santa Tries and Joys Winning Gifts.
What is it called again?
Santa Tries and Joys Winning Gifts.
Santa Claus enjoys bringing gifts?
Yes, sir.
All right, and what was the inspiration for this song?
I guess Santa Claus himself is the information.
What?
Frankie Ray,
Santa
have you been drinking?
Santa Claus himself is what inspired me to write this out.
I know he's trying to say something. You're cute.
I said Santa inspired me to write this out.
Okay, Santa Claus.
Ready?
Have you ever met Santa Claus?
I have, and he's a very nice person.
What's he like in person?
He looks just the same in person as he did last time I saw him.
Yeah. Did you sit on his lap, or was it a handshake? What'd you do?
Shake his head.
Uh-huh. When was this?
Can I go in and see my son, please?
No,
Frankie Ray, we want you to answer the questions about Santa Claus. This is a big deal.
The sound is a big deal, you're right.
No, Santa Claus. Tell me about Santa Claus.
Can I go on and sing my song, please?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I heard the sound say it won't be Christmas without you. And the sound say blue Christmas. And the sound will say white Christmas too. Santa brings joys, bringing Christmas gifts all the time.
Yay!
Oh, okay. Now we're ready. All right, go ahead.
I guess that's it.
Oh, you did it already?
Oh, can you do it again?
Oh, we were doing something. Patrick was changing shirts.
You ready? Want me to say it again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You heard the story say, blue Christmas, and it won't be Christmas without you, and white Christmas too. Santa Claus and Joey's planning Christmas gifts to everyone all the time.
Oh, yay!
Wait,
Frankie Ray! Ray.
I didn't get to hear it.
Oh, you just Bubba just walked in.
I just walked in. Frankie Ray, what's the song called?
It's about
Santa Claus.
Oh, cool.
Christmas.
And how does it go?
Oh, you're going to love this one. Go ahead.
You want me to say it again?
Oh, I didn't get to hear it.
No.
No, we heard it, Frankie Ray.
We got it.
I don't mind doing it again if you want to hear it.
No, that's fine.
What CD is that on? What cassette?
It'll be on Love Like Crazy.
Love Like Crazy.
Hey, Frankie, now that we get you on the phone, I want to talk to you, and we heard your song, and we love both the song and the title that you did. Okay. So now I get to ask you a question. What's the deal with you and your girlfriend, Ruthie? When will you see her next?
Probably at Christmas or Thanksgiving one.
Mm-hmm. And will she come in and will you guys just pick back up like you haven't been? Why are you breathing? You're breathing so heavy. It's distracting. when she comes in, will it be like you guys were never apart? Do you feel like you're
never been apart anyway?
Well, doesn't she live in a different like group home thing?
She does.
And so how often do you see her?
Once a year.
Okay, so you don't see her all the time. So what I'm saying is when you get to see her, is it like, hey, we've never been, it's like you just pick right back up where you were.
Right.
Yeah. And you've
so
kissed.
You and Ruthie have made out, though, before, right?
Yeah, y'all made out, right?
Good Lord.
What? They did. No, we talked about
what?
This.
What? No, I mean, they have. You guys have kissed, right?
We have kissed, yes.
Aw, Frankie Ray.
Was it like tongue thing or?
D.
I don't think he knows that part.
It was on the cheek.
D. Yes.
On the cheek.
Can we please stop this?
Well, if you want to get crazy, when you
what
lick
you
your
the,
face.
What do you think of the new,
stop it.
Have you ever licked
stop
a
it
girl's
now.
Face? Have you ever? All right. You know what? Hey, I'm being.
What do you think of the new sound and name of the new cassette?
My goodness, it's so good. It's really good.
The name of the cassette or name of the sound?
We love both. The They're name both of the really cassette good. And the song.
So you love both the sound and the album?
Yes, all of it. We love everything you do because you're the best, Frankie Ray.
Hey, don't lick a girl's face.
Is this the best cassette you have heard so far?
Yeah, it's the best. Hey, Frankie, when you see Ruthie the next holiday, do not lick her face.
Oh, she'll think it's fun.
No, Bubba!
What?
Stop it.
Stop what? Lick her forehead.
That's
talk
it.
Talk to you all later. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, bye. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
That's Frankie Ray. Wow, that's a fresh first. Oh. He's going to totally lick her forehead.
Dude, if he does, I will cry.
He'll
call us back. Hey, this is Frankie Ray. I licked her forehead. Oh, look, somebody just called out Patrick on Periscope. Why did Patrick change?
Because that shirt, I was feeling really self-conscious and super fat.
So that looks good. You got a nice looking shirt. okay, can we turn the Periscope off?
Okay. Yes. All right, Periscopers, hold on. If you want to follow along with the podcast, of course, you know what to do. The podcast will be posted just momentarily, and we'll do it on Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff, so you'll be able to see the rest of what you're hearing now, and it's much better audio. All right, bye.
I'm not 100% sure the audio is going to be very good this week.
Oh, we have great audio.
Oh, boy.
People were begging at the end. They were like, keep it on, keep it on.
Wow. Oh, too bad. Too bad. I don't think is that Frankie Ray again?
Of course it is.
Of course.
No,
it
they
is.
Hung up.
Patrick, of course. It
only
is.
Frankie Ray calls that line.
And he would call like it was a brand new time, like he hadn't talked to us in a day.
Years ago, when Frankie first started calling us, Bubba would put him on the air. And he would put him on the air and just let him do a song and I didn't talk much. I would just let Bubba be like, "That's man, hey dude, that's great, way to go, yeah man, you're awesome." And
I remember you actually didn't like when he called because thought it was somebody pranking us.
Hey Hunkin, and I go, you know that they're like laughing right at you right now. He goes, "What are you talking about?" I go, "That's a kid, man. It's like a 15-year-old kid who's calling, and he knows that you'll put him on the air if he has a that character." No. Yes. You think so?
I swore he was real.
And so that went on for weeks of the debate of whether or not Frankie Ray was real. He's real.
He is real.
He is real. We've met him. He had a cowboy hat on and shorts, denim shorts,
mm-hmm.
and a wife beater shirt.
Yeah, he did.
Yep.
And I think the picture that we took that day is the one that is on his Facebook fan page.
Yeah, the Frankie Ray Music. Facebook.com/Frankie Ray Music.
By the way, he's got almost 4,000 fans that follow him there.
Frankie Ray has more followers on Facebook than most radio shows. Think about that. Most radio shows are under 4,000 followers.
Yeah.
Frankie Ray has 4,000 on his own. And he's Frankie Ray. Well, because he's Frankie Ray.
Yeah.
Yep.
People love him, man.
Is that my phone? I think so.
You can't tell. That's the problem with all the iPhones is you have to change your sounds because everything sounds alike. That's why I have all my little Star Wars sounds on there.
I want to get the what? but I can't. I haven't figured out how to do it yet.
You just get the app.
I know, but you have to sync your phone and all kinds of stuff.
What?
Then I don't want to do all that. But I would love.
What is the name of that app?
Zedge.
Zedge. That's it.
What? Yeah, Zedge. This
Lewis doesn't know the story. No.
So, Lewis, we play this joke and we tell Bubba that we tell him to leave the room. Patrick and I did on the air. Comes back in, we go.
Because they have a huge announcement for me.
Patrick goes, played it so great. He says, I didn't want to tell you. I'm going to tell you now. You're going to receive two things, one to keep in the studio and one that you can take home. Bubba's like, okay, what is it? It's just a little thing called the Star Wars BB-8 toy. And Bubba lets out this.
Well, I had predicted that that's exactly what he would do.
Yeah, we had a bet. I said,
here's what he's going to do. He's going to go, what?
They were like, just yeah, like yeah, that. Yeah.
And I mean, when he did it, it was hilarious because it was like right on cue.
Oh, it was exactly what Patrick said he was going to do.
You're going to get a Star Wars BB-8 toy.
What?
So they end up making fun of me about that and put songs together. They had like Turn Down for
What?
And Try Not to Think About What?
What?
Might have been.
Out of What?
Yeah, so they put a whole bunch of songs together with the clip of the What? And
so people started putting it. People wanted to.
They
I
wanted to make
think
it their
about
ringtone.
It.
So Big D and Patrick went and made it a ringtone for people to download. And it's got hundreds of downloads or something like that now.
Yeah, hundreds.
Who makes
what?
Their text message tone?
I would. If it was you, if I could figure out how to do that without it getting too many steps, because I don't care that much, I would. Every time you would send me a text, I'd be like,
what?
Oh, who's that? That's Bubba.
Bubba. Wouldn't even have to look at the phone.
Nope.
That's right, Lewis. I wouldn't. I could just hear it, right?
What?
What?
Is that in the gold now?
It should
It's not labeled as a gold. So I'm
we'll put it in the gold.
How is that not in gold? Yeah, that's got to be in gold.
Because we're still using it. We didn't want to change the label while
What's the latest thing in gold?
I don't know.
Do we have it labeled in as
well? They're not in numerical. Yeah, they're not in numerical or chronological, as far as I know. Unless Patrick moves them after.
No, I can tell you how to do it.
You can use my system.
I can tell you what the latest thing in gold is.
Okay. If you don't know what gold is, what podcast was that? It was one of the early ones, maybe 15, something like that, where we talked about gold. Gold is like a repository of little tiny audio clips of inside jokes and things that have happened on the show that really only make us laugh hysterically.
Right, we're the only ones who get it. The last thing added to gold. We've got a couple water park tickets.
Do you guys have
I don't even know that one.
Yeah, it's water perk.
Water perk.
This lady called one in if we had water perk tickets. Do you guys have water perk? Water perk tickets? Do you have it?
Yeah.
All right, listen.
If I stump you, can I get some water perk tickets?
If I stump you, can I get some water perk tickets? Hello? Hey.
Hey.
That is the latest thing added to the gold.
Here we go. Right here we go. Hello?
If I stump you, can I get some water perk tickets?
You can actually see the cigarette dangling from her. You can actually. Hello?
If I stump you, can I get some water park tickets?
What's the other one? What's another good one there?
Oh, dude, there's so many. The other latest so many. One
is called Patrick Monkey King, which I'm not real happy.
That's one of my favorites.
That made it to gold.
Patrick, now, going back to my my what, Patrick, when he gets excited, he sounds like a monkey. He goes, oh my God. So what we did is we took the sounds of monkeys and played them with Patrick, and we dare you to try to pick out which one is the monkey and which one is Patrick.
Now, if you don't know this story, one of my friends who lives 600 miles away.
Nobody cares about the story. Nobody cares about the story. All they care about.
You got to tell the whole story behind yours.
All they care about is that Patrick is the Monkey King.
You got to tell the story behind yours. I totally forgot that was in the system.
Dude.
You still have my love for the love of the game in the system?
The love of the game, what?
When I was talking about getting Wayne Gretzky's autograph.
Did Lewis make it? Did you tell him he made the gold and he didn't?
No, I don't think he did.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Lewis. You're not
in the gold,
you're
man.
You're not in gold, man.
We also have recently stomach gurgling made it to gold.
Oh, yes.
When Bubba's stomach was gurgling.
That was one of my favorites.
And we put the microphone. Oh, God. Listen to that.
The one right so before gross. That is fiance. Now, I want to know what fiance is.
Fiance is somebody. It's
somebody. The way people say fiance, it was my fiance.
Fiance.
Say it again.
Fiance.
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 You remember some Gatorade?
Gatorade. I drank Gatorade to keep from eating so I can stay little.
Yeah, we still got that one.
These are great.
You're going to jail now!
You're going to jail now! I could do this all day. And I don't care if anyone doesn't get it. I don't care less. I just doing this
pull
for
up,
me.
Bubba, pull up.
Okay.
What is... pull up.
Caution. Terrain. Caution. Terrain. Terrain. Pull up.
Again, this is a total
Nobody's
inside
never
joke.
Nobody's ever going to get that but the three of us. But God bless America. It makes us laugh every time.
So you got Paula Deen saying y'all is one of my favorites. She's...
Hey, y'all. I'm Paula Deen.
Y'all.
It's like a cat.
Y'all.
You're a jerk.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, are we done? Can we please be done?
You got a card?
We're not supposed to play that one, dude. We're not even going
to
explain what that one is. Just move on before we all get in trouble.
Hey, just go through a couple of these. We're almost done.
If you got hate in your voice.
Oh, we can't play that one.
Can't play that one either. I can't even do that.
Can we not do that
no.
one?
No.
What did you do to my scene?
Oh, that's a great one. Have we explained that one?
No. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In the old podcast, we explained it.
Yeah. By the way, have you?
Clary!
Dude,
look at Clary!
Do it again.
Which one?
Look at Clary! That's during the Olympics. It was a swimming meet.
It was swimming, and Clary was swimming, and like the guy like was going in hysteria. It was like if he was the Monkey King, this is the way he shouts.
Look at Clary!
He totally femmed out and started squealing. Look at Clary!
Okay.
What is that?
Okay,
I'm John Dacre.
Okay.
Oh, it's a lady from John Dacre. We also have Hello, which is...
classic. I have a mug made out of that.
Hello.
I mean, I have a coffee mug
that's
that has...
Franklin Graham.
And hello.
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 Man, there's
I don't even think we can tell that story.
Hello. Can you sing something for us right now?
Sing a poem. No, I love this bar. It's my kind of place.
God bless that guy wherever he is.
Just one, two. No.
What is that?
Count to ten.
One, two.
I don't know that
three,
one.
Four, five.
I'm trying to remember.
Six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Why is that in gold?
I don't remember the story behind
there's
that.
There's got to be a story.
There is a mystery.
There's a mystery gold.
If you don't know what the golds are, the podcast, I don't know the number.
That's I'm looking it up now.
I just said this a while ago. Thank you. You have just done a Bubba. You have just pulled a Bubba. Did he not just pull a Bubba?
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, that was exactly that? What I said, almost word for word.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was laughing. I'm sorry. I must have. I was out of my brain from his monkey laughter.
How is Bubby formed?
Oh, my gosh. I'm having withdrawals.
Oh, she's having withdrawals. Not withdrawals. She's having withdrawals.
Oh, my gosh. I'm having withdrawals.
Well, yeah, I think they should. If they're stupid.
We have some of the best stuff, man.
Caution.
Again, now we are totally entertaining ourselves.
Okay. 101 point.
No. No. Some of these are not okay to run.
Yeah.
He put bid. Imagine just type bid D.
How no, does, I just missed the D.
That's crazy,
I
though.
Bid D. I
you
just
did
type
bid.
No, I just.
You people did. Do that all the time. They, instead of writing big D and Bubba, they write bid D and Bubba. And the I don't know why
I've
that
never
happened.
Never understood that.
Because they're not even near each other. The D and the G aren't.
I can just type Bubba. Yeah. Just let me do it.
Oh, D, this is just for you.
Okay. Who is he? Who are you doing? Meeple.
I don't even know that one.
Oh, Meeple?
Meeple.
You don't know that one?
Who's
that?
He?
Who's
me?
He?
Meeple.
It's him. It's with Jay-Z or something. They're in France. And the guy goes, there, people are taking pictures and they're like, he goes, who is he? And this French guy, he goes, Meeple. Like he doesn't even know.
He didn't
Jay-Z.
Realize.
He
didn't realize asking
about
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
Who is he? Who are you? Meeple.
Oh no, that's what it was. Jay-Z goes, who are you? That's what it was. He goes, who is he? Jay-Z goes, who are you? Meeple.
Come on. Oh, Big D. Do it.
You want it? Come on.
Look,
you
want it?
Come on. You want it, come on.
Yeah.
You want it, come on.
Yeah.
All right, we're looking at the podcast number now, Bubba.
Okay.
Is Lewis still in the room? I don't know where he is.
Lewis is still in the room.
Unfortunately, we didn't label it.
Yeah, we didn't.
Because we're not that smart.
I do
not
like all the...
Card.
Yeah, okay. A lot of these...
It was a long time ago.
I didn't know what that one was.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm moving on.
Yeah. Oh, here it is.
Here we go.
Pull it up on Facebook.
30. Oh, but what was that again?
Pull it up on Facebook.
Oh yeah, play Daniel.
Daniel!
But I'm sorry.
You are.
Pull it up on Facebook and you show
I don't have you on Facebook.
Well, go get her.
You're a disgrace.
I'm not a disgrace.
Yeah, you are.
No, you're not.
Here comes Dad.
No, I am not.
Unfortunately, I'm sorry to say, but you are.
You podcast are not a disgrace.
30.
I am not a disgrace.
Number 30, podcast number 30. If you want the explanation of the golds one by one, after you've heard this podcast, go listen to number 30.
Daniel, you go look on Facebook right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but you're just a disgrace.
I'm not a disgrace. You are not a disgrace.
Yeah.
I am not a disgrace.
I'm sorry to say, but you are.
We all.
I'm forward in the lines.
I'm forward in the lines is great.
Forward in the lines
is
awesome.
That is an old one that I've had for probably 10 years.
There's a couple of them that I'm afraid to play because they're just initials and I don't know.
And yeah, and some of these are real people. I'm not sure I want the real people to hear that we have them say that.
Well, do yourself a favor. Go to episode podcast number 30, and it will give you. It's an in-depth look at our gold.
You say, "Well, what she look like?" I said, "She white."
I said, "She white."
I said, "What she look like?" I said, "She white."
If I dump you, can I get some water perks?
I find myself doing this stuff like...
That's why we created gold. It's because we would just play these same clips that we all had, and finally I labeled them all the same so that we could find them easy.
If I stump you, do I get water perk tickets?
If I stump you, can I get some water perk tickets?
So precious.
Every right. time. It's funny to me every stinking time.
So, I'm going to do my commercial. Summer went way too quick, obviously. Kids are back in school. Vacations are done.
Man,
September
I wish summer was
crazy.
Back. You know why I wish it was back?
Why do you wish
so
it was
so I could get
back?
Me some water park tickets.
If I stump you, can I get some water park tickets?
We should give her a water park ticket just because we've used her over and over for our entertainment.
Busier days mean going to bed later and trying to cram a quality night's sleep into, like, what, 4 hours? So do yourself a favor and get a Casper. These things are awesome. We got ours in, and what they are is it's a mattress. It's an award-winning mattress. Have you seen these, Lewis?
It's a major award.
Oh, I'm about to go show you the Casper. We actually have one that just came in and is going to Big D's house in just a moment, and he's going to put it on because it's a mattress in a box. It's a mattress in a box. No kidding. It's the coolest thing ever. It comes in a box. It's engineered for supportive comfort and keeps you cool throughout the night, no matter if you sleep two hours or 10 hours, whatever it is. It helps you wake up refreshed, ready to take on the day, and we love it. Thank you, Casper. We love our Caspers. Consumer Reports, Bloomberg, Wall Street Journal, they're raving all about it. It's Casper. Go ahead and Google it. You'll be like, what? That's crazy. Ships for free, as we were just talking about, in a surprisingly compact box. You can try it in your own home. Check this out. You can try it for 100 nights risk-free. If you don't love your Casper, they will pick it up and refund you everything. Pretty awesome deal. Get your Casper online, experience a better sleep, brighter days, and again, try it for 100 nights. Listen up close. Listen up, everybody. Try it for 100 nights in your own house. With free shipping and returns, go to Casper.com and use code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, Bubba, for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code Bubba, for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, terms and conditions may apply.
Who gave me four wonderful children?
Children.
What was that one?
She gave me four wonderful children.
Who gave me four wonderful children?
Wonderful is weird.
Wonderful
too.
Children.
So wonderful. Okay. So wonderful.
All of our soldiers.
Oh, soldiers?
Oh, yes, all of our soldiers.
Soldiers are there too. My favorite is a Merry Christmas guy.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Bless his heart, wherever he is.
A lot of these.
Wherever.
I don't know! I don't know!
On your side!
Again, nobody understands, but these all make us laugh every time.
Hello.
Hi, Big D and Bubba.
Carla.
That she's the one who would call us and ask. She thought the professional wrestlers lived here. And she would call it and she wanted to talk to Diesel.
I think we tell this story in depth on, podcast 30. Go and check it out.
I apologize.
Oh, it's that lady who
sounds like a chicken.
She laughs and she sounds like a chicken. That's not, you can't fake that, man. If that's a skill that can't be replicated.
Love, love, love.
And we love you. Oh. And we'll see you next week for the next podcast.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
It was the podcast.